This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Thank you, everybody. This is what happens when you go from 35 people to close to 2,000 people, I guess. In the coming weeks, we will be offering more detail on all of these policies, and the ones we've already rolled out can be viewed on my campaign website. Our opposition, on the other hand, has long ago run out of ideas. All Hillary Clinton has to offer is more of the same, more taxes, more regulations, more bureaucrats, more restrictions on American energy and on American production. More of that. If you were a foreign power looking to weaken America, you couldn't do better than Hillary Clinton's economic agenda.
God bless that man. Total veritas. Donald J. Trump, just hours ago, Detroit. This rotting skeleton.
It would make our foreign adversaries happier than for our country to tax and regulate our companies and our jobs right out of existence.
And electricity that costs three times
as
much.
One common feature of every Hillary Clinton idea is that it punishes you for working and doing business in the United States. Every policy she has tilts the playing field towards other countries at our expense. And that's why she tries to distract us with tired political rhetoric that seeks to label us, divide us, and pull us apart. My campaign is about reaching out to everyone as Americans and returning to a government that puts the American people first. Thank you. Here is what an America First economic plan looks like. First, let's talk tax reform. Taxes are one of the biggest differences in this race. Hillary Clinton, who has spent her career voting for tax increases, plans another massive job-killing $1.3 trillion tax increase. Big increase, one of the biggest ever. Her plan would tax many small businesses by almost 50%. Recently, at a campaign event, Hillary Clinton short-circulated, you know this, you've heard this one. Hillary Clinton short-circuited again, to use a now famous term, when she accidentally told the truth and said that she wanted to raise taxes on the middle class. I am proposing an across-the-board income tax reduction, especially for middle-income Americans. This will lead to millions of new and really good-paying jobs. The rich will pay their fair share, but no one will pay so much that it destroys jobs or undermines our ability.
Hillary spends this that he wants to cut the corporate tax in half. We have the highest corporate tax in the world, and the big corporations lobby for that, knowing other corporations won't be sophisticated enough, small and medium, because special law firms even have the IRS not come after you. It's all selective. And then you move offshore. It's designed to facilitate that. Then the big mega corporations control China and others, and then they bring you into the nation themselves and get a cut. The globalists want to work with authoritarians. That's why they've shut America off and sold our industry off as a way to take over the planet, then leverage it back to further shut us down.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! I got it! Hey! I got something that makes me want to shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul, and I'm super bad. I got soul, and I'm super bad. Now I got a move that tells me what to do. Sometimes I see it.
It was the 1968 election, the last time we saw somebody like Donald Trump. Reagan's close, but a lot slicker. But they knew he was an anti-Federal Reserve guy. They knew he was anti-New World Order. He called George Herbert Walker Bush a Rockefeller Republican who wanted a world government. He said he's part of that trilateral commission that wants to hand over our power to a worldwide government. We actually have the clips of Ronald Reagan speeches in 1979 and 80 saying, and I've played them, that we ought to find those, because I know they hit the cutting room floor. I mean, they're in the film, but we've got the actual tapes that we sent off to the news services and got, I think one of them was from CBS from 1979. Hardly anybody's seen this stuff. And it's Ronald Reagan there on the podium talking about the New World Order and world government and how it's got to be stopped, how they're going to set up multinational trade deals. He was reading John Birch Society literature at the time. And, boy, they shot him up within a year of being in office to shut him up and let him know who the real bosses were. But if you go back to Barry Goldwater, you should read his book, With No Apologies, Senator Barry Goldwater. I mean, you think the establishment would want a guy like that, you know, very prominent family, patriot, owned shopping malls across the country, one of the first families to build shopping malls. And he was let into the Trilateral Commission info. It was like, I'm not going to sell America out and do all this. And boy, they came out and they said Barry Goldwater wants a nuclear war with the Russians, even though he was for detente. Just like, heard of that before? Just like Donald Trump. Donald Trump wants detente. So we got to cue up that minute and a half clip of the Princeton professor on CNN, who's like a liberal and not even a Trump supporter. And he's like, this is all complete lies. Trump wants detente, and you guys are acting like neo-McCarthyites. So now I am a Trump supporter. But they're running these ads now and saying, Trump asked folks if we could use nuclear weapons, and it turned out he never said it. It's Hillary running around starting all the wars. It's the globalists moving troops up against the border with Russia and moving nuclear missiles in. And the Russians have said that. They say they welcome detente. They don't want to spend their money on military equipment. They don't want to have a new Cold War that's designed to bankrupt all these other countries. The Russians aren't stupid. They want to build civilization, infrastructure. They want to sell aircraft and cars and computers. They've been shut out of the game for 80-something years, and they want in the game, and they can compete in the game. And Trump understands that. Trump is a builder. We're going to go to our guest here in a moment, but I wanted to play for the 1968 famous ad that they say made Barry Goldwater lose the election. He was ahead to LBJ, but notice LBJ's illnesses basically caused him to have to just get out later anyways. So that's the amazing thing, is we have Hillary Clinton staggering around, toddling around, falling down, having brain surgery, looking completely insane, obviously having seizures. I mean, my uncle was in a motorcycle accident, and his brain had been put back in his head. He had to learn how to talk and everything again. He was having when he was 17. My dad's brother. And I've been with him many times. I lived there quite a few summers and was sent down there for a year. I was in high school 5 years. I was in trouble 1 year. When I was 16, I was sitting down there, and he worked on the ranch. I worked for a large animal vet, but I would sometimes ride along with him in the morning checking fences, and sometimes he'd go, oh, hold on, and he'd go, oh, and he'd start doing just like, can we cue that video up of Hillary when she's, oh, that's exactly what he would do. Now, sometimes, I only saw this once, he would have the full-on thing where he got to stick a spoon in his mouth, a wooden spoon, where he'd bite his tongue off. And boy, couldn't get out of bed for days after he'd have one of those full-on grand mal seizures. But she's having seizures in public. And then she's been trained to act like it's fun and no big deal. And everybody's like asking, are you okay? She's got lesions on her tongue, and she's clearly got signs of Parkinson's. And Bill Clinton has signs of Parkinson's. I don't know what drugs they've been on or what they're doing. The point is they're trying to say Donald Trump's unfit, or he wants nuclear wars, when everything they accuse him of is what they're doing. Here is the 1960s TV ad.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109, 110, 111, 112, 113, 114, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27,
are to go into the dark, we must either love each other or we must die.
Vote for President Johnson on November 3rd. The stakes are too high for you to stay home.
We should make an ad showing all the murder and killing and Hillary funding ISIS and all the rest of it and say the stakes are too high over President Trump. President Johnson started the Vietnam War. President Johnson had all these plans to nuke the Soviet Union, and Goldwater didn't. Just like Trump doesn't, but they inverted. Here's Hayden. Then we're going to our guest, Michael Schneider, the Economic Collapse blog, prolific writer, researcher, and he will be breaking all this down with the balance of the hour with us. But I wanted to show you Hayden. This is the weird, effeminate little creep boy that runs around these military uniforms, the NSA spying on us, spying on our wee-wees. And I mean, that's come out that they actually, that the NSA spy on their husbands and wives, and also headed up the CIA, saying that Trump wants to nuke everyone. Here it is.
What concerns you most about Donald Trump?
That he's not gay.
How erratic he is. Joe, I can argue about this position or that position. I do that with the current president. But he's inconsistent. And when you're the head of a global superpower, inconsistency, unpredictability, those are dangerous things. They frighten your friends and they tempt your enemies. And so I would be very, very concerned.
General Hayden, Harold Ford, very, very quickly. Who amongst your peers that you respect greatly, whether they think like you or not think like you, did you know that's advising Mr. Trump?
No one.
That's a good answer.
Well, I
that's enough. I was found with a dead end term in my office. Then I sold out the system. You know, the girl's dead, strangled. She was good looking. I got Brzezinski's daughter right here, the main architect of the New World Order's daughter. Oh, baby. Oh, yeah. By the way, I got my numbers flipped. LBJ bowed out in 68. Of course, the Goldwater election was, or unelection was in 64. All right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's go to our guest, Michael Schneider. There's so much to cover with you, my friend. What are some of the big topics you want to get into?
Well, we can certainly talk about the economy, how the Wall Street Journal has just come out and said this is the weakest economic recovery since 1949, basically World War II. And so we can get into all the latest economic numbers. We can also talk about more about Trump and about how the establishment is pulling out all the stops to try to derail him, stop him. In fact, just before I came on the show today, I went over to CNN, and on CNN today, they have a headline, one of their top headlines that says, Trump makes me cringe. In fact, if you go to just about any mainstream news website on any particular day, you're going to find a negative story about Donald Trump right at the top, usually very, very closely associated with a positive story about Hillary Clinton. It's a full-on propaganda onslaught. They're doing everything they can try to do to stop Trump's momentum, to keep him out of the White House. And so the media is one way they're doing it. We can talk about some of the other ways, but
let's get into that right after the break, the economy, the Trump situation more. But why so much hysteria? I mean, this guy must be really good because from people I know that have known him for 40 years, they say he's been a closeted anti-New World Order patriot. And we see a lot of evidence that previously fighting NAFTA and GATT, and that's why they're so scared.
Yeah, basically, he's not a globalist. He's not a part of the club. He's not a part of the elite. And so the elite are used to being in control. They're used to running the program. They're used to having but candidates on
Hayden's
both sides.
He's used to wearing his NSA uniform on top and a pink tutu on bottom.
Yeah, so the elite, they don't know what to do because they had hoped to stop him before Trump ever got the nomination. But by some miracle, because of this uprising of the American people, Trump won the nomination against all odds. But now the elite are absolutely determined to throw their weight behind Hillary Clinton, give Hillary Clinton more money than any candidate has ever been given before. They're going to do all that they can. But if they have to go beyond that to more extreme means, I believe that they're not going to hesitate in the least to do whatever it takes to keep Donald Trump out of the White House.
I've never seen the Republican and Democratic establishment working this closely, this openly, all the powerful multinationals dumping money in, and weird leftists giggling and smirking, saying, we the bosses, we the bosses. I mean, talk about pathetic. They claim they're anti-establishment. Anyone that's anti-establishment has to be for Trump.
Yeah, just look at the Republican establishment, what they're doing. Sally Fletcher, who is Jeb Bush's top aide, she just came out to CNN in a key interview, and she said, hey, I'm not only not voting for Donald Trump, but I'm leaving the Republican Party altogether because of Trump. And, you know, and Sally Fletcher, she's been working with the Bushes since 1988.
They've always been operatives. They vacation with the Clintons. It's all a big narcotics trafficking mess.
It is. And so not only Sally Fletcher, but you look at Hank Paulson, Henry Paulson. People remember him from the 2008 financial crisis. He was Treasury Secretary. Well, he came out. Not only did he announce that he's not voting for Trump, but he announced it with a big article in the Washington Post saying, hey, I'm not voting for Trump. Many of my other establishment Republican friends are not voting
for
him.
Absolutely. They're uncloaking themselves as the Democrats they always were. Stay there, Michael Snyder.
KeithArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4. And now introducing trauma pads. Go to KeithArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KeithArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I'll be honest with you. I'm sitting here during the break thinking about what I want to come back and talk about, and there's just too much to talk about. And it's all so crazy. I'm like, what are the words that describe how serious this is? You shouldn't even be on air. You're not freaking out enough to get people's attention. This is an emergency. Because if we just calmly talk about this, it'll just normalize it all. I mean, for 2 years, I've watched Alexa, run by Amazon. Every libertarian, nationalist, patriot, mainline Christian group, thousands and thousands of websites just delisted. They just say you have no traffic. All the same day. In the middle of October 2014. Now they're going to run the smart houses in your house. Do you understand, folks? It's economic war. If they can shut you down and say you have no traffic and then you can't sell advertising and the big third-party advertising sites won't do deals with you, you have been economically depressed. Just like the Nazis would block different areas where they didn't want people to get any business. This is such an assault, and I didn't mean to go back into this. It's just going back to Michael Steiner, getting into the economy and the gaming of things and the rigging and the ABC News cutting, you know, live feeds of Trump and saying technical difficulties whenever he talks about Hillary is, you know, the founder of ISIS. I mean, they admit they're doing it. They have all these articles admitting they're skewing the news now like it's a good thing. I mean, I'm sure you've seen the State Department spokesman, the head spokesman going, hey, we got college kids here to learn about freedom and being truthful. Ha, 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 ridiculous. Oh, we just run scams. Oh, yes. Ah. I mean, it's like it's reached maniac level. What is going on here?
Well, you know, we live in a time when spin is everything, and they want to make, you know, and now the whole goal is to make the Obama administration look good so that, you know, support will go to Hillary. Like, just look at this job number that came out on Friday. They said, oh, 255,000 jobs added to the economy last month. But what they didn't tell you is there was a massive seasonal adjustment added, which made it look far better than it actually was. So if you look at the unadjusted numbers, for example, private payrolls, you know, according to the report, 217,000 jobs were added to private payrolls, but the unadjusted number was actually just 85,000 jobs added to private
payrolls. And by the way, that's classic summer picking that's going on.
Yeah, but we need about 150,000 jobs or so each month just to keep up with population growth. So really, last month, we didn't even keep up with population growth.
And as you said, the Wall Street Journal says the worst recovery in modern history. That's with fake numbers. If they said the economy's at 1.8 growing, what is that, like 2%, 3% negative? That's a full-blown depression.
Yeah, according to John Williams of ShadowStats.com, who's been tracking this for years, U.S. economy's been actually in negative GDP growth all the way back to 2005. But even looking at their manipulated numbers, you know, for the, you know, the quarter that just ended.
And by the way, three quarters of negative is a depression.
Yeah.
And we're talking 10 years of it.
But even looking at their manipulated numbers for last quarter, it was 1.2% economic growth. The previous quarter was revised down to 0.8%. And then if you look at Obama's term, his presidency as a whole, Barack Obama is on track, even with the manipulated numbers, he's on track to be the only president in all of U.S. history to never have a single year of 3% economic growth. And he's had two terms to do it.
Let me raise this key. Michael Steiner, because you're an expert on this, you follow it so closely, you write these great boil-down analysis articles that I love, four or five pages long, just every sentence is a, you know, documented link at economiccollapseblog.com. Here's the big issue. And they've got charts on this, as you know. Zero Hedge has done it. We've done it. You've done it. Where every incumbent or every party that's about to try to stay in power, if there is a stock market crash or an economic downturn, the party out of power gets in. We know they crashed it in 2007, 2008 for Obama. Wall Street engineered that. It's admitted now. They're trying to prop it up. The question is, can they prop it up until Hillary gets in?
Well, I think that's what they want to do. I think they want to prop it up, at least through the election. Why? Well, if you go all the way back to 1928, and if you look at the last 3 months, and this is the period we're entering now, the last 3 months before the election, if during those 3 months, the 3 months leading up to the election, if the stock market goes up, the incumbent party wins. But if the stock market goes down, the incumbent party loses. The only times that have not been the case, it's happened three times. 1956, 1968, and 1980. Now, of course, this election is kind of breaking all the rules, and who knows if it'll hold up. But for those who want Donald Trump to win, which would be most of your audience, those who want Trump to win should be hoping, actually, for the stock market to go down during these 3 months, because that's going to throw perhaps more support.
And I don't engage in nerdy pool, but I tell you, anything to stop Hillary, anything to stop her getting four or five more Supreme Court justices, I mean, I think it's already so staged. They can have the plunge protection team, the president's open, you know, group on markets, prop it up. But I tell you, it's a legal and lawful way to pull your money out to send a message against the establishment. Boy, I, But I hate to call for a stock market crash, even if it's rigged. I just, well, let's talk about, is it possible, or will they just prop it up? Michael Schneider, stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm waiting in my cold cell when the bell begins to chime.
Reflecting on my past life.
Reflecting on my past life. And
it's so frustrating to know we're right. It's so frustrating to know that we've already made such big inroads against the enemy. But the weakness of our people is what makes me think deep down, at least for this round, humanity is going to go through something. It's going to make World War II and the 50-plus million dead look like a walk in the park. Good in the world is running low. Running low. That is good in high places is running low. And then they act like it's the end of the world, that Donald Trump is an anti-globalist and doesn't want to sign one-sided deals to screw us over, and is it for their big plan. And to just see the corporate media engage in levels of deception.
When the
that I have never seen before. They even celebrate on C-SPAN how dumb we are and how they're lying to us. And look at you, dumb little scum. Oh, we're going to screw you over. In the movie Facing the Crowd, came out, what, the 1950s. This is where Andy Griffith got so famous. Everybody should see it. He's a con man and becomes this national TV host. And during the end of a show, when he thinks the audio's off, he's like, look at you dumb idiots. Look at you morons. You don't know I'm screwing you over. Oh, you're such a... I remember seeing that as a kid going, that's mean. They love him. They support him. Why would he want to be mean to his fans? And see, I was so naive when I was younger because I am a good person. I mean, I really care about people. And that's Conrad Lorenz animal psychology. The truth is I'm extremely vicious, if I need to be. I'm not bragging. A lot of men are like that, but I mean, I'm crazy. I mean, but I have an animal side. I also have a loving side. And the more predatory a species is, the more it has a big loving side for its own species. The globalists, though, do not have that governor. They hate us. They see us as the prey. And so I didn't understand criminology when I was 10 years old and first saw Facing the Crowd one night with my mom on TV. And she said, oh, there's a famous movie. Come on, let's watch this. She'd have me watch classic films. But then as I grew up and took some criminology classes and actually got to know some criminals and people, I realized, my God, they want to brag and they want to screw people over and they finally want to get up and go, I screwed you and I'm dishonorable and a piece of filth. I'm a Nazi collaborator and I'm not sad for all the Jews I helped kill on 60 Minutes. He actually said that, George Soros. And I'm going to fund $35 million to send out cop killers because I'm a big piece of crap. And you're like, why does he admit it? Because he wants you to know he did it to you. It's, if you're not one of them, you don't get it. That's why good people go, oh, there's not a bunch of corruption and evil. I mean, come on. Nobody would want to do that. Nobody would want to act like that. I'm going to go back to our guest. He's an amazing guy, and I always run over him. But he also gets to come on with the other host, who are a little bit more sedate sometimes, in a good way. I just sit here looking at all this, and the mainstream media organizing itself to lie and saying, we lie because we're good. And, yeah, we censor you. And, yeah, we're going to start arresting you. Mm-hmm. We know best. And they're just a bunch of dumb, lazy totalitarians. They don't have any honor. And that's what I realize. It's the rule of the twisted and the weak, historically. Big armies of nobodies who just get together and decide that, ooh, we found this new thing called evil. Wow, we really get ahead with it. Man, no one ever had this before. Oh, and they go on these crazy power trips like gremlins, and everything burns down. But I guess in a way it's true. I'm not a social Darwinist. I'm not a eugenicist. But I see the point, even though they're the ones doing it, that's how you cull all the snot noses. So to all the snot noses, those of us in the Liberty Movement will be the people that will put everything back together historically. That's a fact. That's known. You are going to be trodden underfoot by your own kind. And to all the little slimy folks in D.C. and New York and all the other big globalist combines, I don't have to give you an intellectual argument, even though I have them, or a historical argument. You know deep down, you people, there's no honor amongst thieves. When stuff unravels, you are going to be thrown to the side. Even the richest of you are going to end up in your underground armored fortresses, your keeps, your redoubts, your strongholds, your little getaway palaces. Your own security details are going to kill you in your own bunker. I haven't talked to them. I just know they are. Because they don't trust you when stuff collapses when they're in there. They're going to end up occupying your little fortresses. You're all going to find out how the cow ate the cabbage. So everyone will be judged, and it's appointed to a man to be born once and to die once. Nobody gets away from being judged. Nobody rides for free. Nobody. You think because you don't have governors, you're stronger than those of us that do. You have no idea what we're going to do once this stuff unfolds. No idea, trash! And we won't sit over you and gloat. We'll move on to the next one of you. Because we're getting a job done, a mission done, because we love our children. Not because we hate humanity. And they're scared because they can just now begin to feel our fingers psychically, culturally, economically, tightening around your throats. Oh, life hates death, doesn't it? We're going to go to our guest here in just a moment. The times do try men's souls. And it is the paradox, the best of times, the worst of times. I'm not going to belabor this. We need funds to get more reporters and more writers and to be able to send people more places. And we have items that everybody needs, from water filtration to storable foods to incredibly high-quality non-GMO heirloom open-pollinated seeds to high mountain organic volcanic coffee. InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping store-wide ends today. 40% off Brainforce. It's about to sell out. Could end the next few hours. 40% off Anthroplex. A news flash sale just today we're running. And again, there's all the estrogen mimickers, all the garbage out there. This is put together to be a low-cost, super high-quality formula. That's what it's designed to do. At its normal price, it destroys the competition. It's upwards of $100. It's a third of that. Now, it is 40% off for a very limited time Anthroplex. Experience it for yourself. Quite frankly, I can't even take one every day. A lot of people take three or four of them. But this does not mimic testosterone, folks. According to Dr. Grimm's research, what it does is it's known concentrated organic herbs that go in and basically block all the garbage that's blocking your testosterone. Supermo Vitality is amazing as well. It's the cold press supercharged version, but it costs more. They're both excellent. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. We've got a new special that's only supposedly going to run for one day, but I haven't even plugged it. I don't have time, and I want to give Mr. Schneider the balance of the hour. He's got so much to talk about. I'm just going to let him host. And, of course, you can visit his website as well, but I'm just really get angry. I mean, I feel like I'm not doing a good enough job during the break, so I come in here and blow up. That's what happened. See, it's not fake. I mean, this is I'm desperate here because we could win, but if we don't, the stakes are so bad. We've got the best solar controllers and solar panel units out there at the price. It's we went out and spent years researching what's the best, and then it gets upgraded every year. It's better and better. It's InfoWars Solar Base Station, and it's one of the few things that we don't sell a lot of, so the trolls can give it bad reviews. But I've been told by folks that are into them, most of our stuff is 5-star reviews. The trolls, who don't sell a lot, are able to go in and do fake reviews and then return them. It's dirty tricks they do. But it's an amazing system. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And there is 20% off the InfoWars Premium Power Pack as well. That's a game changer. Check it out. Okay, I am ranting. Michael Snyder of the economiccollapseblog.com. Get into the economy. Get into the dirty tricks. Get into the elite. You know, they admit they have a world collapse program to bring them into power. That's their own mission. But it's, as one of our guests, Matt Bracken, says, it's one thing to claim you're going to ride the tiger. It's another thing to actually do it. You've got the floor for the next 18 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, Alex. So, certainly we here in the United States, actually, things are better in terms of economically, financially than almost everywhere else in the world. But things are still not great here. You know, we're still seeing kind of the long-term decline, the long-term destruction of the middle class that we've been seeing for decades, but it's kind of been accelerating.
Freedom created so much wealth that even though they've been sucking off us for decades, we're still number one. Go ahead.
Yeah, we just got a brand new number on home ownership. And just recently, the rate of home ownership in the United States has fallen every single year while Barack Obama's been in office. But just here recently, it hit the lowest level ever measured. In other words, the percentage of Americans that actually own their own home is the smallest it's ever been. And so the middle class is shrinking. In fact, in 2015, last year, we learned for the very first time in American history, the middle class has become a minority. And so if you add up all the wealthy people and all the poor people, which has been exploding, you add them together, they outnumber the middle class now for the first time ever. So we're seeing the middle class is being destroyed. Meanwhile, in the corporate world, we're seeing all kinds of things similar to what we saw in 2008. Where we're
record profits by these inside bastards. Look at this one. The rich get richer as billionaires increase in number.
Yeah, but now corporations are starting to fall on harder times. For example,
right.
Corporate earnings are now down for 5 months in a row. So corporations are...
No, I totally agree with you that corporations in general are getting screwed, but the mega ones on the insider group, they're doing great.
Oh, yeah. But a lot of the ones that aren't in the insider group, they're getting into trouble. They're getting behind on their debts. Corporate debt delinquencies are the highest they've been since the crisis of 2008. Corporate debt defaults, those that are actually defaulting on their debts, the highest since...
And isn't that the canary in the coal mine, is corporate defaults, because they know first?
Yeah, well, we're seeing a huge problems in the energy industry, of course, with the price of oil just going through the floor, falling again here just recently, more than 20% since early June. The price of oil has tumbled, and so this is putting renewed stress on the energy industry. And people might say, well, I can go to the gas station, get cheaper gas, but it's killing jobs. Since mid-2014, we've lost 195,000 energy jobs, good-paying energy jobs, in the United States alone. And these are the kind of middle-class jobs which we actually need to have a middle class. I mean, you can't replace an oil field job, an energy job, with, you know, even a whole bunch of part-time jobs stocking the shelves at Walmart. You know, if we're going to have a thriving middle class, we need middle class jobs. So, and then this crash in the price of oil is also putting pressure on financial institutions all over Wall Street that are heavily involved in the energy industry, with making them loans, with derivatives, with everything else. So this renewed crash in the price of oil is putting renewed stress on the financial markets and all over the world. And here in the United States, you know, we've got our too big to fail banks. But overseas, it's even worse.
So what is your prediction? What's the real state of the global economy? Mega recession or depression?
Well, much of the global economy has already fallen into recession. The U.S. is actually in better shape than almost everyone else in the world. I mean, you look at the country hosting the Olympics right now, Brazil.
Cesspool.
They were the seventh largest economy on the planet. Now they've fallen down to ninth because they're in their worst economic depression since the Great Depression in the 1930s. In fact, CNN ran an article not too long ago where they said, Brazil, economic collapse, worse than feared. So CNN is actually admitting that Brazil is experiencing an economic collapse. Their infrastructure is falling
down. What about Venezuela?
Yeah, Venezuela is right next door to Brazil. Where in Venezuela, I just posted an article about this just a few days ago, where in Venezuela, some people were so desperate for food that they actually broke into a zoo and have been taking the zoo animals. And at first they started with the sheep and the pigs, but then they actually pulled a black stallion out of the cage and slaughtered it for meat because they were so hungry. And not too long ago, just a few months ago, a mayor down there in Venezuela came out and said people in his area are killing, they're hunting down dogs and cats and pigeons for food.
Yeah, people's pets are being gobbled up.
Yeah, because and there's not money to feed the pets anyway, not money to feed the animals in the zoo. Something to go along with the zoo story is that, you know, yeah, they're breaking in and killing these animals, but more animals have actually died from starvation in the zoos. Dozens of animals.
Sure, so it's better to eat them. Let me ask you this then. How is it going for the globalists? Because they admitted they wanted to have a worldwide economic collapse to consolidate control, but it doesn't look like it's going the way they wanted it to.
Yeah, well, the globalists are not all powerful, but they would like to accelerate their program. Now, here in the United States, they'd like to keep things together long enough to make sure Trump doesn't get in. But, you know, globally, they do want to accelerate their new world order, but there's been a rebellion among the people. We saw the Brexit vote where the people of the United Kingdom, Great Britain said, well, no, we don't want to be part of the European Union. It was a rebuke to globalism, which I think kind of stunned the globalists. So I think that set their program a bit and on a number of fronts around the world.
I agree.
Their program is being set.
Well, they've said in the Washington Post, they've said in the Financial Times everywhere, globalism is in crisis, the worst threat ever. But aren't these animals like bears and black stallions being eaten, horses, indicative of, quite frankly, huge cities collapsing are like locusts where within 10 days most people become cannibals? I mean, if we have a global societal collapse anywhere near the Great Depression, it is going to be spectacular.
Yeah, desperate people do desperate things. And here in the United States, we're not too far away, where one recent survey found 62% of all Americans have less than $1,000 in savings. And so when things and other surveys have found that over half the country have less than a 3-day supply of non-perishable food and supplies at home. So when things get really, really bad, you know, about more than half the country is going to be desperate really, really quick. So, you know, while things still are at least relatively stable for the moment, now's not the time to party. Now's the time to get prepared. So I would encourage people, encouraging people to support InfoWars earlier. Well, you know, people, you know, they tune in every day. They listen hour after hour after hour. But many of them have never financially supported you. You know, they'll go out and spend hundreds of dollars with New World Order companies. But, you know, why not support Alex Jones?
Absolutely. And support the economiccollapseblog.com and Mr. Schneiderson. But I want to be point blank with you. I got on talk radio 21 years ago, and they said, look, with conservatives and people and conservative talk radio hosts, you know, storable food's a really big thing. And I'm like, what? Storable food? I mean, yeah, grandma canned some stuff. You mean, no, they believe in it. A lot of your listeners are Mormon. You know, we got some Mormon sponsors. I was like, okay, folks, you should have food for a storm or an earthquake or a crisis. Hopefully you never need it, but it's insurance you could eat. And I was always a staple sponsor. People know I've never been a huge food pusher. Even I thought Y2K was a fraud till the last few weeks when he was like, oh, it's all going to happen. But regardless, you know, you got to fund your operations. So you try to fund it with moral stuff. You know, selling food's a good thing. But let me tell you, I mean, now I've been selling a ton of food, and the listeners are buying it because we're all getting it. I mean, I have been putting solar panels here, gas power generators here at my house, panels. I've been getting the old farmhouse ready in East Texas. Because collapse has gone from possibility to to probability to near certainty. I mean, I liken us to mountains, which are islands. So there's an ocean of tyranny and corruption and death and starvation rising, and we're up way up here on a tall mountain. But you know what? I see that water getting closer and closer and closer. We had a house by the lake when I was a kid, and we weren't on right on the water. We were the houses up from the water on a hill, probably 100 feet above the water. But you know, with the grade, maybe 1,000 yards from the water. And I remember horrible floods where it kept raining, and finally the water came up the back porch in the house, and pretty soon we were moving furniture upstairs, you know, two story, into it. And it just, they had to put in sheetrock, everything, and it ruined the bottom of the house. And who would have ever thought that water would have gotten all the way up there? Oh, it's going to flood. We watched it in the weeks of raining come right up to us like Noah's flood. And now I've gone from seeing the water way down there again in my life, being tyranny and collapse. It's now lapping my back porch. And I'm not like, oh, good, I was right. I'm like, oh, my God, is it going to go just to the first floor, Michael Snyder? Or how high is this water going to go if we have a worldwide collapse?
Well, I hope your listeners, I hope everyone can see that we're reaching a pressure point, especially as we come up to the election here. I think this is a key moment that, unlike anything we've seen in years, and if the more support Donald Trump gets, the more pressure the elite are going to feel to do something. You know, Barack Obama, he just came out the other day and said, oh, Donald Trump's unfit to be president. He's in, oh, you know, I always thought John McCain or Mitt Romney, if they won the election, that they could have functioned as president. But he said, with Donald Trump, that's not the case. Now, Barack Obama really means that. Well, will he willingly and peacefully transfer over power if Donald Trump wins the election? Someone needs to ask him that question. If Barack Obama actually means all these things he's been saying about
Donald Trump. If he says he's unfit, will you say he's unfit? And so will you transfer power if he's elected?
Yeah, and so someone needs to ask him about that. But also, as we get closer to the election, and the closer the polls are, the more support Donald Trump has. If it looks like it's going to be close or Donald Trump may win, we need to be on the alert for false flags, some type of crisis, something that will bring a disruption to the paradigm, something that will derail. Because the elite don't want to take any chances. So, we need to be on alert because, like I said, this is a pressure point which could cause the elite to overplay their hand to show who they really are and to do desperate things.
Well, I agree. And look, they have this shadowy AP group that always announces the elections. They keep getting caught defrauding people, so they keep changing the name. They're the ones that called it for Sanders and all those states he really won. And that's even the New York Daily News and Zero Hedge. So I put a 12-minute report together, and I'm begging everyone. I don't want the credit. I don't care. Quite frankly, it gets so dangerous to always be the one at the tip of the spear. I mean, when we look at Trump 48 hours after I said, you know, come out with all the fraud, he did word for word. And, I know for sure he got it from me, but I'll just leave it at that. We need everybody to make this the big central issue so the establishment understands we're not just going to go quietly into the night.
Yeah, absolutely. And everyone has a way that they can contribute. Now, what I do is
Go ahead, Michael. You're fine. We might have been sending you audio from that video. Sorry, Schneider. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Everyone needs to contribute. I mean, now's not a time to sit on the sidelines. Now, personally, what can I do? You know, I live in the middle of nowhere up in the mountains, but what I can do is write. And so I've been gifted with writing, and I write, and it makes an impact out there.
And by the way, let me interrupt you. I don't know your numbers, but I see your stuff everywhere. Let me guess. Let me be conservative. What do you get, 1 million, 2 million individual readers a month?
Yeah, on my one website alone, the economiccollapseblog.com alone gets more than 1 million page impressions each month. And that's just one of my websites.
So let me stop you. And you've been around, what, 6, 7 years?
Yeah, since the Economic Collapse Blog since late 2009.
Okay, so I'm just going from memory. We'll just test it out. That's my little noggin here. Teleprompter free, folks. Powered by 1776. See, this is what I'm saying. There's such a vacuum of real news and info that we don't have to let them just kill the economy and then sit there and beg them. If we build it, they will come. But you had to hammer and hammer and hammer, tell the truth, engage in good analysis, have people trust you, do a great job. Now you're all over talk radio. You're doing your own shows. You're reaching on, you got like 3-4 websites reaching a couple million people a month. And I was guessing, I guess it's higher than that. And that's the success story. And that's the great thing about this is that we are better than the globalists if we get in the arena. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. And my point is that anyone can do it because, you know, you go back a decade, I was about as anonymous as you could possibly get. I was working in the heart of D.C., kind of in the heart of darkness there. But I would put on my little headphones while I was working when I could and listen to Alex Jones and be like, well, what could I do? I'm a nobody. But I took action and I stuck with it. At first, you know, very, very little impact at all, but I stuck with it. And over time, it built up. But anybody.
I was about to say, though, that's what I want. I didn't even know that. We help spur you to do the things you do, and you reach so many people and are so influential now, Mr. Schneider. But that's what my goal is, to get other men and women that love liberty to take action, and it's happening. Look how many new great minds there are in the fight every week. I can't even keep track of all these great people. And a lot of them get butthurt if they email me or call, and I can't call them back and think I'm, think that, their progenitor doesn't like them. Believe me, we're all in this fight together. I mean, I felt bad. We had this amazing reporter we're hiring here last week, and I was so busy, so freaked out fighting the globalists with such responsibility that I wasn't even saying hi to people. And it's because I just get so immersed in this, folks. But it is the joy of battle. Just commit to it and go with it. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I totally agree with you, Alex. You know, Alex Jones is only one person. Michael Snyder is only one person. But we all have gifts. We all can do something. We're all great at something. And so whether it's street protests, whether it's YouTube videos, whether it's writing books, whatever it is to contribute to the fight, now's the time, because we've reached the culmination of history of this fight against the New World Order, and this election with Donald Trump is such a key time. Everyone needs to get off the sidelines.
Sure. Let me ask you this. Why do you think they're so arrogant suddenly going on TV and going, we lie to you? Bring the college kids in and teach them how to lie at the State Department. Is that an attempt to just normalize it? Is that desperateness, or is that the mental illness of criminality?
Well, it really is a mental illness. I was around these people when I was in law school and when I was in D.C., and they really do believe that they are better than the rest of us, that they know better, the elite know better than the rest of us. And so, they think, you know, they regard us as a bunch of sheep, as a bunch of children.
And it starts with them with bodyguards, and then they want to take our guns, getting our guns.
Yeah, and you know, and they've got control of the media. You know, the average American watches television approximately 5 hours a day, and when you add in all other electronic devices, it's about 10 hours a day Americans are connected to something. And virtually all of that, of the news and entertainment and media that Americans consume, is controlled by the big...
That's right. There is a war in cyberspace. They're trying to censor us more and more because we're winning, but they've miscalculated. I'm telling you, the tide's turning. Michael Snyder, do 5 more minutes with us, then we're going to hand the baton to the next host coming up. And the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central. I'm Alex Jones. The war is now. Infowars.com.
Visit GCNLive.com.